How to deal with a difficult mother. Dealing with a difficult mother can leave a daughter wondering if she's worthy of love. From infancy and beyond, every daughter learns who she is, how to love and be loved, from her first relationship with her mother. This relationship is a foundation of identity and attachment. If this relationship weren't loaded enough from the beginning, mothers and daughters are tasked with the intricate dance of attaching and letting go. Each step taken is a step taken away from mommy. But if all goes well, mom is working herself out of a job and daughter is growing to her own. In health, the adult daughter stands on her own, firm, confident, and independent. However, this dance can become complicated and convoluted for many mothers and daughters. If mom has a narcissistic, borderline, or histrionic personality disorder, or has traits thereof, or is just plain difficult, there will be trouble. The difficult mother's mothering will be woefully impaired, and daughters can have a lifetime of suffering because of it. The attuned, empathetic daughter frequently falls into the trap of the good daughter. She puts her mother's emotional needs ahead of her own in ways that are hidden even from her. If the good daughter remains unaware of the traps laid for her, she'll never reach her full potential and step into the life she was meant to live. What's wrong with my mother, you might ask. You've noticed something is wrong with your mother. You know you're dealing with a difficult mother. You just don't know precisely what is wrong with her, if anything. Her emotions are up and down and in many ways unpredictable, controlling, defensive, and at times self-absorbed. Her emotional lap is not safe for you to land and never has been. You can't seem to make mom happy, and you learn to walk on eggshells and not rock the boat. Looking back, you might realize how much of your life you've tried to make mom feel better about herself. And before you realized it was an impossible, thankless job, you spent much of your childhood being good for a mom so mom would be happy. Well, if this is so, today I'm going to pull back the psychological curtain. Not in a harsh, blaming way, but in a reasoned, scientific way to help you understand what you're up against and what you're dealing with as you try and relate to your mother. I've been where you are and have raised two daughters to adulthood. At times I have been a difficult mother, and at other times the wounded daughter. But having been on both sides of the aisle as a psychotherapist spending over 30 years listening to mothers and daughters, I've learned why the buck stops with mom. Here's why. Deep insecurity can drive the difficult mother's behavior. She covers this insecurity up to herself and others through psychological defenses. Unfortunately, these defenses impair her ability to mother her children in a way that puts their needs first. Her children can develop an insecure attachment style that affects her in all aspects of her life. These defenses may be pervasive enough to warrant the diagnosis narcissist, borderline, or histrionic, or she may have traits of these disorders. Either way, the defenses are designed to hide the terrifying emptiness she feels inside. They make it hard for her to be supportive of her daughter. She may cover her deficits with her over-involvement or helicopter parenting as a cover for covert narcissism, or be super clingy and not let her daughter go, weighing in on her life with criticism and judgment. She may even make her daughter her emotional partner, a process called parentification. Quote, Mom calls me many times a day and I don't pick up. I put off calling her back as long as I can. I know this hurts her feelings, but what she doesn't realize is this, although I'm swamped with guilt, I feel suffocated and resentful. Where did I begin to sign on to be her emotional partner? I wish she would live her own life. Where this comes from. Your mother's problems may have resulted from her childhood wounds, compounded by a patriarchal culture that hasn't valued women. If she didn't get what she needed at critical points in her development, she carries these wounds into her adulthood. On the other hand, mom can be nearly impossible to deal with if she is deeply damaged. Can you relate? Can your mom not take criticism, regardless of how carefully you put your complaint? Can she not admit any wrongdoing? If so, she might be one of these kinds of moms. No matter what you say, she always has a comeback. Does she think she's untouchable or perfect? Well, that would be an easy answer, but you know, that's not the whole story. Despite what looks like arrogance on the outside, you can know she's a very unhappy person on the inside. It pays to understand the underlying reasons for what makes mom difficult. Learn what you're dealing with, and come up with a strategy. Now, what is a good daughter syndrome? Feeling they're never good enough, daughters typically respond to a mother who can never be pleased by taking on one of two roles. Number one, they rebel against mom's demands and adopt a black sheep or a rebel role or a scapegoat and shrug off any attempt at pleasing mom. Or number two, they take on the good daughter role and buckle under to mom's demands, working endlessly to be good for mom, to gain her approval and love. The attuned, empathetic daughter frequently takes on this role, the role of the good daughter. This pattern of placing mom's needs at the center of the mother-daughter relationship while squelching her own needs will result in what I call the good daughter syndrome. Are you suffering from the good daughter syndrome? Take the quiz. What the good daughter syndrome looks like specifically: the attuned, empathetic daughter, difficult, narcissistic mother frequently takes on this role to shore up her mother's deficits. Driven to look good for mom and be good for mom, she does so at her own expense. The daughter, covering for her mother's fragile self-esteem, is caught in what I call the good daughter trap. Although her mother's problems hold her back, she wondered if her mother can be helped to be any other way than the way she is. Tasked with the impossible job of making mom happy, the daughter suffers from feelings of inadequacy and works endlessly to please everybody. Yet tragically, she's usually not fully conscious of what she's doing or what this dynamic is doing to her. Hard to face head-on consciously, she may struggle with food issues or establish codependent relationships with partners. Anxiety is her constant companion as she struggles with the impossible demands of a mother who can't be pleased. What she doesn't know, isn't aware of, is she's carrying her mother's insecurities into her own life, and it's costing her dearly. This syndrome goes far beyond the everyday tensions involved in a daughter's separation and individuation. The ways this narcissistic, difficult mother appropriates her daughter's life have been apparent throughout her childhood. Although she may not be aware of the full scope of the problems involved in the good daughter syndrome, she may know that she, number one, never feels good enough no matter how hard she tries. Number two, struggles with self-doubt and second-guesses her decisions. Number three, lets others have way too much control over her. Number four, she feels guilty when she says no, and more. Maternal narcissism, trapped in the role of the good daughter, like a bucket with a slow leak, the narcissistically defended mother's good feelings about herself need a constant refill. How should I deal with mom? Well, when you're dealing with a difficult mother, know she's operating from a deficit. Chances are she hasn't reflected or psychologically can't reflect on how her behavior has affected you. So do I say let her off the hook? Certainly not, but hoping she will change is not a strategy either. In fact, if you don't do something to break out of the cycle, nothing will change. Enabling mom's difficult ways won't help you, nor will it help your mother. Awareness is your first step to freedom, and then you need a plan. to stop enabling her and free yourself. Finding health. Your problems with your mother mirror your issues in life. Instead of simply blaming mom, you can raise your awareness, find your voice, and claim your life. What if you knew there was a better way to stand up to mom, even if you struggle? What if you stopped worrying that you were too sensitive and asked instead if mom was too intrusive? What if you knew how to handle those difficult visits home from a place of power? What if calling mom out was made easier? And what if you could tell mom why you avoid her calls and what you could do so you'd pick them up? What if you had a strategy for getting out of the good daughter trap? Waiting around for mom's permission to take your life back will get you nowhere. Instead, you do need to learn how to stand up for yourself and embody self-confidence. Any change in your relationship with mom is going to involve letting go in the service of moving on and moving forward with your life. It's your turn when you say it is. How can I be a better mother? Well, now it's your turn. You have your own daughter and you call the shots. With each developmental stage, you're reminded of what you didn't get and the painful feelings you had to endure. You vow you'll be a better mother. You tell yourself the cycle stops here. You won't be passing down the limiting messages you got in childhood. The ultimate healing comes from giving your daughter the self-esteem you never got in childhood. You can turn the pain of your childhood into sensitivity and compassion for your daughter. By turning this around, you restore and heal a part of yourself. The problem, however, is you have most likely have no idea how to do it, except to do the exact opposite of what was done to you. But this can backfire in some predictable ways, and before you know it, you're in danger of indulging your daughter the way you indulged your mother, leaving you exhausted and wrung out. Instead, you need to learn ways of connecting and supporting your daughter while modeling self-worth and promoting resilience. It's the ultimate win-win. Empower her as you empower yourself. It wasn't that long ago when we were in the fire as a patriarchal fire sought to silence our internal voices. As a result, we carry deep in our psyche the marks of the patriarchy. Unless we wake up to the ways this mark is passed down, we'll continue to pass down its oppression at the unconscious level. To break the cycle of oppression, we need to stand up to mothers. As daughters of awakening, daughters rising, liberate ourselves and reclaim our feminine power. This is good for mothers and daughters. Won't you join me?